One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the quiet town of Monroe, Connecticut, nestled in the shadow of the sprawling woods, there exists a place where few dare to tread. A small, unassuming room filled with objects of a terrifying past. At the center of this room, encased in glass, is a doll, but this is no ordinary doll. Behind its stitched smile and soft features lies something far more sinister. It is a force of malevolence so powerful that it has been blamed for attacks, accidents, and even death. Her name is Annabelle. The story of Annabelle begins in the early 1970s, when a young woman named Donna received the doll as a gift from her mother. Donna, a nursing student, shared a modest apartment with her roommate Angie. The doll, a simple Raggedy Ann figure, seemed like an innocuous addition to their home, a token of affection from a caring mother. But what Donna and Angie didn't know was that this seemingly harmless gift would soon become the focal point of a series of events that would challenge everything they thought they knew about the world. At first, the changes were subtle. Donna would leave Annabelle in one room, only to find her inexplicably in another. The doll would move, it seemed, when no one was watching. It wasn't just small shifts. Sometimes Annabelle would be discovered sitting cross-legged on the floor, other times standing upright against a wall. There were no signs of forced entry, and neither Donna nor Angie could explain how the doll had moved. The strange occurrences, though unnerving, were brushed off at first. Surely, they thought, it was just their imagination playing tricks on them. But as time went on, the activity became harder to ignore. Soon, Donna and Angie began finding scraps of parchment paper scattered throughout the apartment. Scrawled on them were messages written in what appeared to be a child's handwriting. The notes were simple, chilling in their brevity. Help me. Help Lou. It was unsettling not only because neither Donna nor Angie kept parchment paper in the house, but also because the handwriting seemed foreign, unlike anything they recognized. The two young women were growing increasingly uneasy, but it wasn't until something far more sinister occurred that their fear turned to real terror. One night, Donna returned home to find Annabelle lying on her bed. This, in itself, wasn't unusual, except for the fact that her hands appeared to be covered in what looked like blood. A dark, red substance was smeared across the doll's chest and hands, though there was no source of the blood to be found. Donna knew something was terribly wrong. Desperate for answers, Donna and Angie sought the help of a medium. They hoped that this stranger could explain the bizarre and increasingly terrifying events in their home. During a séance, the medium revealed a story that would only deepen the mystery. According to the medium, the spirit of a young girl named Annabelle Higgins had attached itself to the doll. Annabelle, they were told, had died tragically on the grounds where the apartment now stood, and her spirit felt a connection to Donna and Angie. The spirit, the medium claimed, was lonely and simply wanted to be loved and cared for. Feeling sympathy for the spirit of a child who had allegedly suffered so much, Donna made what would later prove to be a critical mistake. She gave the spirit permission to stay. With that simple act of compassion, Donna unknowingly opened the door to something much darker than the lost soul of a little girl. The strange occurrences escalated rapidly after the séance. Annabelle's presence in the apartment became increasingly oppressive, and it was clear that whatever was inhabiting the doll was not a benevolent child. Donna's boyfriend, Lou, began experiencing terrifying nightmares in which Annabelle would crawl up his body, immobilizing him, and attempt to strangle him. These were not ordinary dreams. They felt real, too real to be dismissed. One night as Lou was dozing in the apartment, he awoke to the sensation of a deep, chilling fear. He felt something behind him, a presence that filled the room with malevolence. Before he could react, he was attacked. Invisible claws raked down his chest, leaving long, bloody scratches across his skin. The marks burned, and though the wounds healed quickly, the memory of the attack stayed with him. The message was clear. Whatever was in that apartment wasn't Annabelle Higgins, and it wasn't looking for love. It was looking for something much darker. Frightened and desperate, Donna and Angie turned to Ed and Lorraine Warren, the well-known paranormal investigators who had built a reputation for tackling some of the most disturbing cases of hauntings and demonic activity. The Warrens arrived at the apartment, and from the moment Lorraine laid eyes on Annabelle, she knew that what they were dealing with was far more dangerous than a restless spirit. Using her clairvoyant abilities, Lorraine quickly determined that the entity inhabiting the doll was not the spirit of a child at all. It was, in fact, an inhuman demonic force masquerading as something innocent to manipulate Donna and Angie. Ed Warren explained that this entity was using the doll as a conduit. Its goal wasn't to simply haunt or scare the inhabitants of the apartment. It was working towards something far more sinister, possession. The scratches on Lou's body, the messages scrawled in childish handwriting, and the increasingly violent activity were all signs that the demon was in the infestation stage of possession. It was trying to wear down the family's resolve, feeding off their fear and confusion, to eventually possess one of the human occupants. Recognizing the danger, the Warrens performed a series of blessings on the apartment. They knew, however, that the only way to ensure Donna and Angie's safety was to remove Annabelle from the home entirely. With the consent of the two women, the Warrens took Annabelle with them, hoping that by removing the doll, they could end the torment the family was experiencing. But the entity attached to the doll was not ready to let go so easily. As the Warrens drove back to their home in Monroe, Connecticut, strange things began to happen. The car's engine sputtered and stalled repeatedly, despite the fact that the vehicle had been in perfect working condition earlier that day. The power steering and brakes failed, causing the car to swerve dangerously on the road. It was as if some unseen force was trying to prevent them from reaching their destination. Ed, realizing the gravity of the situation, reached into the back seat and doused the doll with holy water. Only then did the car's mechanical issues subside, allowing them to make it home. Once they arrived at their home, Ed and Lorraine placed Annabelle in their occult museum, where it would remain under lock and key. The doll was housed in a specially constructed glass case, sealed with holy water and blessed regularly by a priest to prevent the entity from causing any more harm. A sign was placed on the case warning visitors, "Positively do not open." Even within the confines of the museum, Annabelle's malevolent influence persisted. Several visitors reported feeling uneasy or ill when standing near the case. Some claimed to hear faint whispers, while others said they felt a dark presence watching them. The Warrens themselves experienced several strange incidents within the museum, all seemingly linked to Annabelle's presence. The doll had become a focal point of fear, its reputation growing with every retelling of its story. One of the most infamous incidents occurred when a young man visited the museum with his girlfriend. According to Lorraine Warren, the man began mocking the doll, tapping on the glass case and laughing at its supposed power. Ignoring the warnings, he challenged Annabelle to do her worst. On their way home, the man lost control of his motorcycle and crashed into a tree, killing him instantly. His girlfriend survived, but claimed that just before the accident, they had been laughing about the doll. Was it mere coincidence, or had the entity within Annabelle taken its revenge? Skeptics have long questioned the validity of the Annabelle story. Many believe that the events surrounding the doll are either exaggerated or fabricated, a product of fear and imagination rather than true paranormal activity. They point out that there is no concrete evidence to prove that Annabelle was ever more than a simple Raggedy Ann doll. Some suggest that psychological factors, such as the power of suggestion and group hysteria, could explain the experiences of those who encountered the doll. But for the Warrens, and for those who have come into contact with Annabelle, the doll's malevolence is undeniable. Whether one believes in the paranormal or not, the physical evidence, the scratches, the messages, the attacks, cannot be easily dismissed. The psychological toll the doll took on those who encountered it was real, and the terror it invoked was palpable. Annabelle's story has since transcended the confines of the Warren's Occult Museum. It has become a part of popular culture, inspiring films, books, and documentaries. The doll is a central figure in the Conjuring universe, with its own series of movies dedicated to the haunting tale. But while Hollywood has taken creative liberties with Annabelle's story, the real doll still sits in its glass case in Monroe, Connecticut, a silent but potent reminder of the dark forces that some believe are all too real. Today, visitors to the Warren Occult Museum can still see Annabelle, encased in her protective glass, sealed away from the world. But even behind those barriers, the legend of Annabelle continues to grow. Whether it's the faint whispers heard late at night, the inexplicable sense of dread that washes over visitors, or the unsettling feeling that the doll's eyes follow you as you move around the room, Annabelle's influence endures. For those who believe, she's not just a doll, but a vessel for something far more dangerous, a force that continues, for something far more dangerous, a force that continues to elude our understanding. Trapped behind the glass of her case, Annabelle may seem harmless, but the stories that have emerged from those who've dared to come too close paint a chilling picture of what happens when you cross paths with the malevolent presence contained within. In the years since the doll was placed under lock and key, Annabelle has become more than just an artifact of the paranormal. She's become a symbol of something darker, something that transcends the boundaries of our reality. For those who visit the Warren's Occult Museum in Monroe, Connecticut, a sense of unease fills the room where she resides. Her eyes, though stitched into a seemingly innocent face, are said to follow visitors, silently observing them as they approach. Lorraine Warren herself would often warn museum guests to keep a respectful distance from the case. For those who didn't heed that warning, the consequences were often swift and severe. One story that has circulated for years involves a young man who visited the museum with his girlfriend. According to Lorraine, the man scoffed at the idea that a doll could possess such power. He knocked on the glass, taunting Annabelle and daring her to do her worst. Lorraine, sensing the danger, intervened and asked the couple to leave. On their way home, the young man lost control of his motorcycle, crashing into a tree. He died instantly. His girlfriend survived, but later recalled that just before the accident, they had been joking about Annabelle. It was a tragedy that left many wondering if the doll had somehow exacted its revenge on the man who had disrespected it. Even those who were deeply entrenched in the world of the paranormal tread cautiously around Annabelle. Ed Warren, a man who had faced down countless entities during his career, often remarked that the doll was one of the most dangerous objects he had ever encountered. It wasn't just a vessel for a spirit or a ghost. No, Annabelle was a conduit for something far more sinister, something demonic. Over the years, Ed and Lorraine sought to contain her power, performing blessings and rituals to keep the dark force at bay. But no matter how many precautions they took, Annabelle's influence seemed to persist. The Warrens believed that Annabelle was not bound by the rules of our world. While the doll remained physically confined to her case, the entity inside her was not so easily contained. Visitors to the museum would often leave with a sense of foreboding, as though a piece of Annabelle's energy had followed them home. Some reported strange occurrences after their visit, objects moving on their own, doors slamming shut, and eerie whispers in the dead of night. Others felt an oppressive presence looming over them, as though something unseen was watching their every move. To those who experienced these phenomena, there was little doubt that they had been marked by Annabelle. And yet, for all the fear and mystery surrounding her, Annabelle remains a fixture in the world of paranormal lore. She is, in many ways, a paradox. A doll that is both lifeless and full of life. Harmless yet dangerous, a child's toy twisted into a vessel for malevolence. Her story has been retold countless times, each new version adding to the layers of legend that now surround her. Hollywood has taken her tale and woven it into films that have captivated audiences around the world. But no matter how sensationalized her story becomes, at its core lies a simple and terrifying truth. Annabelle is more than just a doll. She is a reminder of the darkness that can lurk in the most unexpected places. Today, Annabelle sits quietly in her glass case, as she has for decades. She doesn't move, doesn't speak, and yet her presence is palpable. The case is reinforced with holy water, blessed regularly by priests who understand the dangers she poses. And still, people come to see her. They stand in front of her case, some curious, some skeptical, others filled with dread. But all of them leave with the understanding that there are things in the world that defy explanation. Things that, when tampered with, can have dire consequences. The Warren's Occult Museum has become a pilgrimage site for those fascinated by the paranormal. And Annabelle is its centerpiece. She draws visitors from all over the world, each one eager to glimpse the infamous doll. Some come seeking answers, others out of morbid curiosity. But for many, just being in her presence is enough to unsettle even the most hardened skeptic. The question that lingers in the air is always the same. Is Annabelle truly haunted, or is she a symbol of something deeper, a manifestation of our collective fears about the unknown? Skeptics, of course, have long dismissed the stories of Annabelle as nothing more than folklore, tales spun out of fear and superstition. They argue that there is no scientific evidence to support the idea that a doll could be possessed by a demonic entity. Psychologists have suggested that the strange occurrences surrounding Annabelle could be explained by the power of suggestion or by the psychological effects of fear and anxiety. To them, Annabelle is just a doll, a symbol that has taken on a life of its own in the minds of those who believe in her power. But for the believers, the skeptics' explanations fall short. They point to the documented cases, the testimonies of those who have encountered Annabelle, and the sheer number of inexplicable events that have followed in her wake. For them, Annabelle's story is not one of fiction, but of fact, a chilling reminder that there are forces in this world that operate beyond the realm of science and reason. Whether one believes in the supernatural or not, there is no denying the cultural impact of Annabelle. She has become an icon of horror, a figure whose very name evokes fear. Her story has been immortalized in books, documentaries, and films, and she continues to captivate the imaginations of those who hear her tale. But beneath the layers of legend and lore lies a question that remains unanswered. What, if anything, truly resides within Annabelle? As the years pass and the stories of her hauntings continue to circulate, Annabelle remains as mysterious as ever. Her case in the Warrens Museum is closed, her secrets sealed away, at least for now. But those who have encountered her know that the glass is only a barrier, not a solution, for what resides inside the doll is something that can't be fully contained. Annabelle, it seems, will always find a way to remind the world of her presence. The question is not if she will act again, but when. For now, Annabelle remains silent, her stitched smile ever watchful. But in the stillness of her gaze, there is the promise of something more. An enduring, malevolent force that waits, patient and unseen, for the moment when it will once again make itself known. Till then, she will remain one of the most notorious and feared objects in the paranormal world, a symbol of the thin line that separates the living from the dead, and a warning to those who dare to tempt the unknown.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.